A team of researchers from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire is working to preserve a little-known language that's still spoken in pockets of Wisconsin. Walloon, which is similar to French, developed in southern Belgium and was brought to Wisconsin in the 1800s.
The problem is that Walloon just isn't spoken much anymore in the state, and there's no written format of the Wisconsin dialect of the language, meaning without some help, Walloon could completely disappear from the state at some point in the future.
And that's where our next guest comes in. Kelly Beers is a visiting assistant professor of French at UW-Eau Claire. He joins us now to talk more about the effort to preserve Wisconsin's Walloon language. Kelly, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So now, Walloon is a language that a lot of us may not be familiar with. What can you tell us about it?
Sure. Well, so you mentioned some of the basic facts. It developed in southern Belgium alongside, it's a language related to French. They developed in very similar ways, but developed into different languages. It is still spoken in southern Belgium, although there it is also on the decline, being replaced by French as the official language of southern Belgium. But it was brought over here in the 1850s with some immigrants who were looking for a new place to start their lives over after some economic hardships, potato famine, for example. And so they brought the language over with them, and so we just happen to have a little bit of Walloon in Wisconsin.
And we just have a little bit of Walloon to give a listen to. This is it in action in a YouTube video. This is an older couple from Sturgeon Bay, actually, playfully arguing with each other in Walloon.
Non, ça n'a rien, mais je suis venu au monde en Belgique, mais ça, vous, ça... vous êtes venu au monde, vous savez.
Mais ça ne fait rien.
Parce que ça fait un sac, oui.
Mais vous savez, ça fait 5%.
Eh bien, je suis 5% belge.
Et moi aussi.
Non, parce que c'est vos grands-grands-parents qui sont venus. C'est, mais je suis 100% belge. Parce que tu es venu au monde en Belgique, mais vous êtes venu au monde ici à ma mort.
Kelly, I don't speak French. If I heard people talking like that, I think, oh, maybe this is French, maybe sure. An accent that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, so anyone who is familiar with French will recognize a few words here and there. Other than that, it gets to be a little bit difficult to follow what the speakers are actually saying. So some people have said that Walloon is a dialect of French because they are so similar. But in a lot of ways, they're very, very different. And so for that reason, we linguists will consider it another language.
Do you know how many people there are in Wisconsin who still speak Walloon, and are they passing it on?
It's really difficult to get a good sense of how many people actually speak it. Earlier we had guessed maybe there were about 30 speakers. The last time I made a visit, I was able to sit down with about 10 to 12 speakers all at once. At an event, and so now 30 sounds like it might be a little low. So it's hard to come up with a really good number. It's under 100 for sure. It's just not clear whether it's more around 50. It's really, though, the oldest generation that speaks it and that hasn't been passed down to the younger generations, mostly for socioeconomic reasons, as English became more and more important for trading, for commerce. The younger generations just weren't encouraged to continue to speak Walloon. In fact, many children were actively discouraged from speaking it in the schools. Sometimes they were punished for speaking it. So there's a very sharp decline after that generation.
Talking to Kelly Beers, a visiting assistant professor of French at UW-Eau Claire, talking about efforts to preserve the Walloon language here in Wisconsin. As he said, under 100 people probably speak it now. What are the goals, Kelly, of this preservation project?
Sure. So with the numbers of people who speak this, it's really at this point a project of documentation and preservation. With numbers that low, it's hard to imagine bringing the language back at all in a way that it would be spoken every day. But what we'd like to do is make sure that there are recordings of it that are available for archives, for museums and such, so that the younger generations have access to be able to listen to it. So that's part of it, is recording the language so that we have a record of it and so that we can study it. The other aspect is preserving the language as a part of the culture. So the community that is between Green Bay and Sturgeon Bay, they have a very a distinct Belgian identity. They still identify with the Belgian culture, their Belgian history. So we'd like to make sure that the language is part of that so that people don't forget about it. So we're working with local organizations and schools, for example, to think of ways that we can promote the language and get kids interested in it.
Kelly, can you tell us a little bit more about what it is that we lose when we lose a language or a dialect of a language like this?
Yeah, there is. There's actually a lot at stake. On one hand, language is really closely tied to our identity, like I was just saying. There's so much embedded in language that is related to culture and who, how we understand who we are. So, for example, the choices of words that are made, the way that words sound, the cadence, all of these things are part of a characteristic that language has. For anyone who has tried to translate a joke from one language to another, for example, knows that that's very difficult to do because humor is so reliant on the language itself, the way that words sound. Another thing that gets lost is the history that is embedded in the language. There are stories to be told in this language that that would be difficult to tell in English. You know, nuances of emotions get lost. The word choices get lost. So there are all sorts of reasons that we should try to hold on to these languages in whatever way that we can, even if it's just in memory.
You're working with students at UW-Eau Claire on this project, as I understand it. What do they get out of this? What kind of experience will this be like for them?
So for them, on the one hand, they've been able to be involved in a pretty large-scale research project from start to finish. We just started this project a year ago. They've been able to think about how to design a project like this. They've been able to think about these big questions, what sorts of things are at stake, what are our goals. And they've been able to meet the people who speak this language and see on a very personal level what's at stake. And then on a more personal level, some of the students have, you know, they have different reasons for why they're interested in this project. One of them is actually descended from Belgian immigrants. So for her, this really hits home, I think. For example,
do you speak the Wisconsin version of Walloon? When we were playing that older couple kind of bantering back and forth, did you understand a little bit about what they were saying?
I'm just starting to really sit down and try to learn the language, so I still do not understand it very well. I have to rely on what I know about French to try to pick out bits and pieces. But that's going to be another project in itself.
If somebody's listening and saying, hey, I still speak Walloon, or my parents or grandparents do, is there a way they can work with your project?
Absolutely. So anyone who's interested in working on this project, either because they speak the language or they're just interested in it, they could contact me if they're interested in working on the project itself. So they can send me an email. And it's just BIRSKD@UWEC.edu. Another way that people could get involved is look into, there's a website called BelgianHeritage.org, And this is from the Belgian Heritage Foundation that is working on putting together a museum. They're working on kind of building a base of materials that they could put in the museum, and they're also looking for donations. And they put on events throughout the year, so that would be a good place to look to see what sorts of things are going on.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about preserving Walloon in Wisconsin.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Kelly Beers, visiting assistant professor of French at UW-Eau Claire. He joined us to talk about his ongoing project to preserve the Walloon language here in the state.